to peace. To peace. Hello, welcome to episode 75 of Two Piece Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show
today.
Got a big show, not quite as big as last time, but still solid, I think.
Let's start hitting them up.
All right, let's finish what we started last week with a little bit of trivia for you.
Yeah, we had a winner, huh?
We actually had a winner. The results are in from last week. We actually had a winner. The first to correctly name which game this song was from was Badnik Hunter, who said,
"Whoa, how about Super Magnetic Neo? He recommended it, so maybe that's it."
That is correct. It is indeed from Super Magnetic Neo for the Sega Dreamcast. The song plays when you're in the hub area of Future World. So, Badnik Hunter, a free 2-piece start t-shirt of your choice is yours for the taking. Just let us know which. We'll get that right to you.
Yeah, it was kind of sounded more like a guess than a confident selection there, but...
Now, why do you think it was that everyone was thinking Kirby?
Oh my goodness, that was all... I mean, everyone was saying, "Oh, it's Kirby.
And not just like, "Oh, it might be Kirby," it's like, "I know it's Kirby,
yeah.
I know I've heard it in a Kirby game, but which one?" And some people were smart because I think, I mean, if you listen to the way you talked about it...
Yes, I kind of gave that away.
You know, I mean... Yeah, you're like, "I don't even know what this is. I see the picture, I still don't know what this is." And like,
yeah, Dr. Oswald was kind of onto me there because he said, "I doubt it was a Kirby game for a couple reasons, the biggest being Tim's response to the game." So yeah, that should have stopped the Kirby guesses, but it didn't.
Right, it didn't. No. People are serious about their Kirby.
But yeah, well, good job, Badnik Hunter.
And we also have a little bit of internet loot. Here's a segment where we show off some of the treasure we found on the internet. I'm dying to say booty, but it's just never going to happen. This week, it is the thread I found that allowed me to texture hack Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
I knew this was coming.
How'd you know this? Because I'm a Smash freak.
You're a Smash freak. We haven't talked about it in a while. You've been kind of playing with it all week, showing me off hundreds of screenshots
of
different textures.
Get out of here. I sent you one picture. Did
no,
you even
you
look at it?
No, you didn't. You sent me so many. I was like...
Don't lie to the audience.
You sent me one, like, yesterday or something. I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'll take a look." And then you sent me another, and I took a look. And I went away for, like, 10 seconds. You're and I came back, I'm like, "Oh, he sent me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Holy crap. I'm like, okay, I gotta sit down now and like go through these here.
I thought you were talking about actual screenshots from the game.
Oh no, just all
the... You're talking about things I found on the internet of screenshots of different things. Yeah, you know, I'd find like a thread where they'd show different images. And yeah, like last Saturday, I was just like, "You know what, Tim, today's the day.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna do this on my own." And it was like doubly difficult for me,
because
it's already a little confusing, but it's even more difficult because I'm on a Mac.
Yeah,
right?
Macs make life very difficult.
Yes. But the problem is, like, I just switched over to a new computer, but my old computer is still around for right now until I sell it, and I have Windows on that one. So I was able to basically throw these files onto the Windows machine and try to follow the instructions. But a lot of it is, like, I couldn't tell if the things they were doing were, like, general Windows things that I just have no idea about, like, certain programs that are common, or, you know, it's like, "Oh, you guys should already know how to do that," you know? I'm like, really? Because I have no clue. And I'm not sure if they're, like, talking to the super hacking nerds of Smash Bros., or if they're talking
Windows
to, like,
users.
General Windows users, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, man, there's so many pages, and so this page from Smash Boards was the best, most simplified way to go about it. And so it's really easy if you already have the homebrew channel installed. You know, if not, you have to kind of... I had to go back through that again because I messed up my homebrew channel. But yeah, within about a day, I had textures running on Brawl, and I've been pretty pleased ever since.
So how many have you tried out? I mean...
I've tried out a lot. I probably have, I would say, like 30 that I've kept so far.
Wow.
Which sounds like a lot, but really it's not, because it's like... maybe one
so
or two.
Many of
that's
them.
Like one or two for each character, you know. It's so now, it's, you always feel like, oh, why isn't there more for Captain Falcon? That sort of thing.
Now, does it replace some of their alternate costumes, or how does that work?
So you can either replace like their standard texture or one of their 5 to 6 colors. Basically.
Well, fortunately, well, I guess unfortunately, but fortunately in this case, a lot of the alternate costumes are kind of stupid, as they've always been. So
yeah, I mean that's
it's
the,
not
that's
a big
the thing
deal
is, you,
to replace
you,
them.
Right, and you really have to pay attention to like who can do them well, because you can see when you're like, "Ooh, that looks really cool." But you'll see it in motion, you're like, this looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what made them not look right. What made them look crappy. And what it came down to was not necessarily the lack of detail, but the they would use lots of solid colors.
Mm.
And those solid colors would just kind of become bland from a distance. And that's what I think they did really well with Smash Brothers was like, Ivysaur has some serious shadowing going on its body.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think about it, but it just looks great. And when you have like just a like, solid color kind of fill that in, it just looks bizarre and strange.
Right.
And so yeah, I mean there's just so much crud on the internet, but at the same time it's like everything's dwindling down because Nintendo's been like
sending cease and desist letters.
Right. And so these sites are shutting down, like textures that I'll see like, "Oh my god, that's amazing." It's like I can't find it anywhere now. It's gone. It was too popular. So it's like trying to like find the stragglers before they all disappear, but they are all hidden. They're still there, kind of floating around. But
Ray is now hunting the underbelly of the internet for
yes,
any
just,
kind of textures.
I'm so bad, you know. I'm breaking all the rules of
how dare
putting
you.
Costumes that should have been in the game to begin with. But oh well.
Well, here's the thing with texture hacking for me is it seems to me there's very few textures that I would ever care to put on a character because you're not changing the polygons at all, right? So
right.
So a lot like some of them I can't really think of a good example, but even like Ronald McDonald for Captain Falcon.
Right.
Like that one's okay, but it doesn't really like or Venom. I think Venom was what character?
Yeah, that's for Captain Falcon and
that,
for
okay.
Zero Suit Samus.
So they put like a tie. There's like a tie on him, and they make it like pink for his tongue. It's like
right,
that's
yeah.
not really Venom. It
that doesn't make
look,
any sense, right? And
yeah.
like that's the thing is you could fill it up with just all this crud that makes the game look horrible.
Yeah,
you know?
That's stupid.
Or you can fill it with textures that are just amazing. Like, hey, look, Sonic's now Shadow. Like, that's great.
Yes. See, you know, that
I
makes
mean, like,
sense. It has to
right.
totally make sense for it to work for me. And then
there was one where they turned King Dedede into Wart from Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah, that was
and
pretty
it
interesting.
And it looks pretty good. Like, it's like, wow, that actually looks like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it's a close enough resemblance, but like the Ronald McDonald thing,
mm-hmm.
newsflash, he's not a Nintendo character.
Yeah.
And so you had to worry about that sort of thing, like, I mean, he's not even a video game character, you know?
Right.
It's like, should he really be in this game, like, fighting with Nintendo? Like, that's where you can really dissolve why Smash Bros. Is so great, is, like, just throwing in random things that just don't deserve to be there ever. And you have to be careful with it. Because, like, Lucario looks like Mickey Mouse in one of them, and it's like, well, I guess that kind of, you know, maybe I should keep it, maybe I shouldn't. There's kind of a line that you
yeah.
are not sure if you should be crossing, but yeah.
Now, here's what I want to see, okay? Ready?
Yes.
I want to see Tim and Ray texture hacked into Brawl.
Taking on, Snake or something.
Yeah, who would we be? I don't know.
Well, I could be Lucas. That wouldn't take very long.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, we got to get somebody. We got to, like, get in contact with one of these texture hacking guys. Or just, you know, can you just pull up, like, the JPEGs in the folder and see kind of what...
I haven't dived into actually doing... I just know if I get into that, like...
Do it.
I'm going to lose my job,
it.
So... All right, well, it's time for a little bit of comic talk. This week we had Sonic and the Social Network.
Yes, this was kind of a surprise to me. I don't know, we haven't really talked about it yet.
Well, we have a lot of Sonic fans at our site. Would you agree?
That is... I did think through that. I figure... You know, Ray's a big Sonic fan. He's attracted a lot of Sonic fans because of that. So any Sonic comic we do, I think, will be enjoyed.
You were like, hey, what if Sonic had actually had a Facebook page, like
right.
personally? And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's golden.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Surely there are a million jokes to stem from this idea. Surely. And you're like, great, get on that, Ray, because you know all the details.
Yeah,
go
like,
for
I
it.
I don't really know anything about Sonic. I don't really play any of his games. You know?
Right, so I knew it was kind of up to me, but it's like, I'm like, yeah, I guess I have a few jokes here and there. Like, he's going to have a ton of friends, you know, Shadow's going to ask why he was created. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I feel like there should be a bigger story going on here. You know, like, and I've, for some reason, I guess maybe I've been thinking about suicide too much lately after the Spirit Tracks one. But I was like, you know, he should maybe start out really happy about his game. And then, like, as he keeps leaving his status comments, like, he gets more and more depressed, you know? And there's, like, a date near when a game came out or something. So you can, if you looked, you could figure out, oh, that's when Secret Rings came out. Like, he's getting... You know, he had too much to drink now, or by the end, he's like, I don't know if my life's worth living anymore. But the difficulty with that was, A, who says anybody's going to look up those dates, and why would I want to go through the trouble of doing that? B, updates, newer updates are at the top, and right. They're going to be the first thing that you read, so you'd be reading it backwards. Mm-hmm. So the joke is kind of dissolved.
Yeah, we thought through a few different ideas of kind of putting a story together in here, but... Like you said, everything's kind of so disjointed that it would be hard to keep it all together. And you know, I feel like if there was some sort of fake Facebook page template where you could just type stuff in and throw in images, like, you know, that might be a lot easier to put a, like, you know, 50 different status updates on the page.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, you had to like Photoshop every last detail, and after so, you know, however many hours it was. You sent me what you had, and it was, like, basically your Facebook page with a few things replaced. I'm like, yikes, this is taking a heck of a lot longer than
it took forever. To make it look just like Facebook, I mean, you have to replace all the text, first of all. So it's like, okay, I need to find the right font that's going to look the same, because I don't want to have to retype everything. I just didn't want to retype what I need. But, like, some lines will be longer than what the picture of mine looked like, so... Then you have to make sure all the alignment is just right and get everything aligned and have just the right amount of white space between everything. And it just like it got insane.
But yeah, I was really pleased with all the responses. I mean, I knew that the key to this obviously was all the little jokes. You know,
right.
Being able to come back, and a lot of people are like, yeah, every time I look, I see something else. And
so again, it's one of those comics where there's something for everybody.
Sure.
You know, there's something for the generic people who understand that Sonic sucks right now. And then things for like the hardcore fans that be like, oh my gosh, like that's great. Like that's a really good attention. These guys know what they're talking about, sadly. So for every great comic comes great comments. This week's suggestion box was no different. Mine this week goes to Ryman, who said, you figured it out. You see, the reason why Sonic hasn't been having good games lately is because he's too busy playing Pokemon and drawing comics. That's right, Sonic is really Ray Hargraves.
Dun, dun, dun.
Spell my name right. Oh, I'm sorry. It's S-O-N-I... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's good. My comment of the week goes to Burnflare, who said, here's one for you. Hey, people looking at this page, click the red button in the top left corner to stop your eyes from bleeding. This comic is hilarious. Keep them coming. I don't think I really got that at first when I... Because I get all the comments in my email, so going back through them in order and kind of looking at the comic at the same time helps me out, I think.
Yes.
But, yeah, that was great.
Well, sometimes we have people who... think that hiding away and avoiding commenting is a wonderful thing.
Boo.
But those who disagree have a segment we like to call Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from your grave.
Many Two-Piece Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics but never leaving a single comment. So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence... we salute you. First up, we have This Is Max, who said, this specific one is one of my favorites now. I bet there'll be copycats springing up everywhere soon. I just rose from my grave.
Very nice. And we have one more grave riser. The Cake is a Lie 94 said this. Hi, Tim and Ray, all the way from England. Hello. I've been reading your comics for quite a while now and listening to your podcasts for almost as long. And I've decided to rise from my grave. Your humor, with a U, style is very similar to my own.
Is that a bold U? Is that just my font?
I don't. Well, you
did he bold the U?
I think he did.
You know, that's hilarious.
He's from England. He's got to, you know.
He's got to make sure we realize what he just typed. Yeah. No, go ahead.
There's a clear distinction there. Our languages are different. We're actually bilingual. The fact that I can, you know,
read his comments, yes.
You know. Your humor style is very similar to my own, and almost always love the joke in each comic.
Almost.
I know you guys spend loads of time on the site and its content, so I salute you. Looking forward to more great stuff in the future. Thanks
to both of you.
It's always nice to, you know, have people recognize all the work that's put into it, because, boy, it is a lot of work.
Well, I guess we only have one thing left to do.
Huh?
No, that's a lie.
That was jam.
It's time for Ricka Ricka Remix. This segment I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by, and where you can grab it. This week, it's a remix of a Final Fantasy VI song by the artist Aero Z, and it's called Inspector Strigo, I assume you pronounce. Let's listen to a short sample. To add it to your music collection, I've got a link up right now for those of you listening to the M4A version of the podcast. Otherwise, you can just head on over to ocremix.org and track it down yourself. But things are dim, not looking well for anyone. The rain is clouding over, which can only mean one thing. It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Sonic's Facebook page. I mean, Black Doom. Mine's alright. But, I mean, really, it's gonna have to go to Nintendo.
Uh-oh. That's where mine's going.
Is this for the Wii Motion Plus?
No, it's not.
Okay. It goes to the Wii Motion Plus because the Wii Motion Plus comes out June 8th. And Wii Sports Resort doesn't come out till July 26th.
Yeah, I know.
For what reason? What's the reason? Why would you, like, release... I mean, maybe if other games are coming out at that time. You know, like, if games are like, we have to get released June 8th. By the way, I haven't heard of any such thing,
as far as I know.
There's
a couple tennis games that use the Wii Motion Plus, and I believe they're going to be out about that time. In fact, Sega's tennis game, what do they do, Virtua Tennis or something like that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's coming out, like, in a month. Less than a month, maybe. And it supports Wii Motion Plus, but the peripheral won't be out when the game is out.
So, again, why the difference in the date, then? Like, is there really so much they are putting into Wii Sports Resort? Like, it's like, you know what? We just don't have the Frisbee aerodynamics down quite right yet.
They had the three-sport demo done a year ago, and they were putting, what, 9 sports into it?
Right. Well, that was them saying, we need to figure out what the other 9 are going to be.
And what other games are they working on that they can't get Wii Sports Resort finished?
I mean, I know they can get it finished. There's no doubt in my mind they can finish it. I mean, but it's like, why... Why do you need more time to finish it after a... Why schedule for an early Wii Motion Plus release?
I have to believe that they're doing it to appease EA and their tennis game, which was I don't even know what it's called, Grand Slam Tennis or something like that. I don't know. But that's coming out like the same day as Wii Motion Plus, I believe. And I think they may be bundling it in some cases. So it still doesn't make sense to me why Nintendo wouldn't be supporting their own peripheral with a piece of software. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't come out with, like, the Zapper without a game to go with it, right? I mean...
Right.
What... Or did they release the, you know, the Wii steering wheel without Mario Kart? No, you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. I don't know.
And I have one more award, which is going to go to... Really, it's two. I mean, honestly,
holy,
I have three awards
wow,
today.
Wow.
Okay, A, I want to know why Nintendo is doing the cease and desist letters.
I had a feeling that was going to be one of yours, yeah.
Seriously, I want to, like, tell me what the reason is to do such a thing.
Well, I think in general they just don't want people hacking the Wii, but they're really only specifically going after texture hackers for Brawl. I would
right.
think it would be more detrimental to put emulators on your Wii
yes.
than texture hacking.
Right. It's not like these guys are selling these textures for money. It's not like it's destroying the sales of Brawl. Like, if anything, it's getting to people to play... Maybe that's it. Maybe, like, stop playing Brawl and play something else. Buy another game.
Yeah.
Give us more money for something else. I don't know what that's all about. But in addition, another Black Doom Award also goes to these people playing Brawl Plus, I believe it's called. And now, basically, it's a hack they've introduced that has sped up the game and changed some of the balance issues and basically perfected the game in their opinion to what Brawl should have been as far as how it plays and how it reacts with damage and how far you get sent and all those things, like removing tripping. They're doing all that stuff. And, like, that's great, you know, if you want to do that. That's fine if you want to play with your friends, Brawl Plus mode, go for it. But when I hear about these guys, like, oh, I want to take this to the tournament and talk people into playing this version, you know? It's like, okay, if there's tournaments, like, make the tournament for the game. Like, I the last thing I want is to show up to a tournament and have a bunch of freaky-deaky people like, hey, we're going to use this hacked version that changes everything that you're used to because that's how we like to play. It's like, hey, I got an idea. How about we just play the freaking game, you know? Like, move everything off and just play it, like... So that stuff really bugs me.
Yeah. It really is amazing how much they've been able to do with...
It's ridiculous.
...with the Wii in general, but specifically Brawl. I think it's just the combination of the fact that the Wii has been hacked and they can do it, and the popularity
right.
of the game and the internet and all that, but, yeah.
And that's the problem with Smash Brothers is you play it, and you just think about all the potential it still holds for all these other ideas.
Yeah.
And then you have a bunch of people who are like, hey, we can do that with some hacks. Like, let's do that. Like, let's make it a cooler experience.
I'd like to see somebody just make a brand new character. Forget texture hacking. They just throw Mega Man in there with his own blaster cannon, like, his own spot in the,
That would be ridiculous.
That's what I want to see.
That would be amazing.
That's what would get me into the game if I could, you know, put my own characters in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tim versus Sarah.
Okay.
Come on, honey, let's play.
Yeah. Well, so just three, is that it? You're done?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, actually, no.
Yeah, I just got one, but it also goes to Nintendo.
Wow.
And, okay, so there's this game called Punch-Out coming out in about a month. Less than a month. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, you might have heard of it.
I don't play video games.
Yeah, well, I don't much either. But anyhow, so this is like the only game that Nintendo's coming out with this year until we find out what they're doing for the holidays at E3. But, like, this is, you know, this and Wii Sports Resort, this is all they're working on, really, that we know of.
Right.
Which is sad, but, okay, so this is their big game of the first half of, you know, 2009, and their page on Nintendo.com says almost nothing. There's almost no information about this game. They have a release date, thank goodness. Number of players, to be determined. Really? You can't tell us how many people are going to be able to play this game. Like, that's secret. I mean, we're less than a month away from the release. I mean, we don't even know how many people can play the game. And so all they have is three little pages. They have an overview page, an images page, and a videos page. There's one video.
Okay.
And it's tiny, so you can watch it in high resolution at other sites like Game Trailers and Joystick and stuff. So that's stupid. Images. There's only five images of the game. Right. And they're not very big either, so you're not getting anything there.
Well, those images are still under development.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Apparently the last month is going to we're going to see a lot of improvement here. But the overview just doesn't... I mean, characters. They mention... one, two, three, five characters plus unannounced favorites. This is a great category. This category is called special powers / weapons / moves / features. That's a lot in one section, right? Special powers / weapons / moves / features. And all it's one sentence. Players can obtain special star punches, which allow Little Mac to take more health from his rivals in a single punch.
That's it.
That's your power / weapon / move / feature section? Really? And then control options. They mention motion control, and they mention classic control, like an NES controller. They don't even mention the fact that the Wii Balance Board can be used in some of the modes of the game. It's true, you can, but they don't even mention it on Nintendo's own page. So my problem with Nintendo is kind of larger in scope than this, but, you know, they spoiled us a little bit with Brawl, right?
A little? Just a little.
Just a little. Like, regular daily updates,
daily
right?
Daily updates for like a year and a half, just, you know...
every day. And
it
I realized...
It wasn't quite pushing it yet.
That's too much. Like, not every game is going to have anything anywhere close to that kind of
right,
depth.
Right, or else they're going to be introducing every finger on his hand.
Yes, I know. So we can't have that,
then
right?
This little piggy went to the market.
But,
okay.
But it's fairly common to see sites, you know, give weekly updates... You know, and it doesn't have to be 6 months out. How about 2 months out? Right. And even, you know, I saw on Joystick they were mentioning Rolando 2, which is an iPhone game, has weekly updates coming on its own website now. If a little mini company like NGMoco that has maybe a dozen employees for an iPhone developer can put out a website with weekly updates...
But see, that's the thing is Nintendo doesn't care.
That's stupid.
They're like, it's gonna sell. It's gonna sell great. Whereas the iPhone developer, like, dude, we need to get the word out. We need to get people hyped.
Right.
And that's why Brawl had daily updates, because Sakurai has lots of love for the game. It's like, I want to talk about this. This is gonna be cool. Like, he knows it's gonna sell like crazy, but it's like, I want to do this because I love the game.
So here's the problem I'm facing. I'm not very excited about Punch-Out for a number of reasons, but one of which is I don't know anything about the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any faith. Like, the less they share with me as time goes on, the more I'm suspicious that there's not much there.
Right.
Like, it's basically a cel-shaded version of the Super Nintendo version, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and in the gameplay video, it looks like, you know, the enemy has his little tells, and you dodge when you see him wind up, and then you punch him. And that worked well for the NES and the SNES, like... Don't get me wrong, the NES game was very difficult, but I feel like I need more than that for today, you know? I don't want to pay $50 for a cel-shaded version of, you know, a 20-year-old game. And
You know what Little Mac needs? Submachine guns. We need to have, like, a free-roaming adventure world for him.
And the other thing is, why doesn't it support Wii Motion Plus?
Well, that's because it doesn't come out till.
No, too late. We can't. Come on, a boxing game that's essentially Wii Sports Boxing, but with Little Mac in it. Because that's what all the impressions.
Really, what's been holding them back from doing that game since Wii Boxing came out?
Nothing. They have the technology. They just change some textures. Right? Texture hack. Just texture hack Wii Sports. That's all you need to do. That's kind of
their... Yeah, boo to Nintendo for shutting down texture hacks, but still doing it on their own games.
Yes,
what a joke.
Boo. Maybe that's their deal, is they want to be able to do all that for the next
like,
Brawl.
Hey, that's how we make sequels. Get out of here, you guys.
Jeez.
All right, well, finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are interested. Our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions. So this week's song was submitted by Ultimate DK called Mason's Lab, or World Map, from the game Pokemon Trading Card Game for the Game Boy Color. So that will do it for this edition of 2-Piece Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Why is there a little dot here in the middle of our blog post?
Where?
Between our names. What's that doing there?
So this is what happens when you leave me to write my own part. I was like, the formatting put me up against you, so I had to like throw in a dot to get another line in there so I could separate it.
What? And there, I just noticed another dot. Oh my goodness! Look up.
No, there's only one.
No. There's a dot. Look up where our navigation bar is. There's a little dot that's a link.
No, get out.
Do you see it?
What?
Right under. See
okay,
where it says back and next.
What is that?
Where
doing
did that
there?
Come from? And oh, it's an email link. Holy crap! Click on it. It emails the comic. I don't know if it actually works.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
You know what? I think I put that in there.
Waiting for me to make a graphic.
Waiting for a graphic. Does it even work? Now I got to test it out. If it doesn't work, I'm going to have to pull it.
Hey, Ray, check out this site. It's hilarious.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, the email's there.
Wow.
Let's see what it looks like.
Well, if you want to email things to your friends, click on the little tiny dot next to latest.
Click on the little period. Wow. No one. I'm surprised no one's seen that. No, you know what? It doesn't really work.
What?
Well, the link is like a dead link, so I'm pulling it. There's no period anymore by the time you listen to this.
Oh, boo. No, you gotta leave it there. You gotta... All right, fine.
People are gonna hate our comic because they're like, these guys don't even know how to make a website. I think I gave up at one point because I was so tired of doing all the Valentines. I said, I'll do this when we get a graphic, so...
Right.
All right, pulling it right now. Anyhow, on topic. What are we doing?